Okay, today's Daf is Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Ayin Vav, Rabosai. We have made it, Baruch Hashem, to the last Daf in Maseches Bava Basra. It's been a 6-month journey of spending a lot of time with what we might say a good friend before we get back to the next good friend that we haven't been at for a long time, Maseches Sanhedrin. But we have in front of us Kuf Ayin Vav. Today's Shir, again, is sponsored, the Refuah Shleima, Schus Lutu, Baruch Tzvi Ben Rivka Batya, the beloved pillar of the Boca Raton community, by Jack and Renee Nussbaum. And also today's shiur is L'Refuah Shleima Dvar Metal Bas Chana Etel. Okay, we'll start now. Kuf Ayin Hey Amid Beis. Towards the bottom, we will pick up with Rav Vishmuel. Rav Vishmuel, just one thought. We are in the sugya of Arvus, of guarantors and co-signers. And the Mishnah mentioned there are different types of guarantors. That's what we call an Arev. That's what we call a Kablan. And we mentioned that an Arev commits, and there are two Chidushim in the world of Arev. We mentioned there is no Maisa Kinyan there. There's a commitment without getting anything for it, and there's nothing physically done. I just say that I'm committing, right, through my Amira, which that's the simple interpretation, but that's the most Mechudash. Can I commit just by saying something? So the Gemara gave the impression that no, you need something more. It's the Hana that I get that makes me commit, which may be that Hana takes the place of a Maisa Kinyan, or something of the sort. We'll have to see. But also, we said the issue is Gemira's Das, not just the physical Maisa Kinyan, but the Gemira's Das, which are issues that come up in other sugyas also. Just by example, Davar Shelo Bala Olam, right, being Makna, which we discussed a number of times in this jam-packed Masechta, right, something that is not existent right now. What's the problem with that by Davar Shelo Bala Olam? Is it a problem of Gemira's Das simply that it's not so serious? I'm not so serious when it doesn't exist. How can I say that I'm taking it very seriously? Or no? I take it seriously, but there's a Maisa Kinyan problem. It's not here. How can you do a Kinyan on a non-entity that doesn't exist yet? Even if I have full Gemira's Das, or the opposite, right? So there's different ways, different Gemara. So we had a Gemara earlier, actually, that gave the impression that it was a Gemira's Das issue. Why? Because the Gemara said then, remember in the sugya of, you want to be makna something to an unborn baby. So the Gemara ended up saying, well, because it's a son, so a person is serious, makarva daita etzel beno. What do you mean by Sobano, right? It's not an asset to do a kinyan on. That Gemara gives the impression that it's a Gemira's Das issue. So here too, by Arev, you have both of these problems. We have the problem of Gemira's Das, and we have the problem of the Chiddush, I should say, of Gemira's Das, and the Chiddush of a Maisa Kinyan. Okay, so Rav Shmuel, get us back into the sugya. That was Arvus. I'm sorry, that's the... wanted to just repeat that from Arvus. Now we're in the last sugya of Shibudim, which is a related issue, but not fully a Shiba, where I commit, I lend money, or I sell something. And the question is, when you owe me now, so it's not just you personally that owe me, your assets are lien to me. I have some connection to all your assets. So is that a daraisa? Din daraisa? Is that a din darabanan? That's what we saw on Kufayet Heimabes. Shibuda daraisa, shibuda darabanan. Machlokas amaraim ula holds shibuda daraisa. And if shibuda daraisa, then your property should always be lien to me. Why wouldn't I be able to get it by a milve al peh? Because the pse de la kuchos, as we saw. And Rabba holds, no, the opposite. Milve really dvar tara be daraisa, shibuda lav daraisa. Shibud is not daraisa on a daraisa level. Why am I able to collect by a milva bishtar? Shaltino delas b'feilavid, so that lenders don't stop lending. We mentioned then, but I'll read it today. We mentioned it outside last time. The Ramban finds it incredulous. Shibud alav daraisa, that on the daraisa level your property is not connected. So how does it work that the Torah says many times in many different contexts that your property is lean, that your property is connected? Vika Tekashule, asked the Ramban. And it's quoted by his students also, the Rashba, the Ramban, the Ritva. Umigal Meimar, to be daraisa lo naftin l'nichsei. How can we say that on a daraisa level? Vahok sivi tashlumin batorah. It says you have to pay in the Torah from your property. Meitav sadeu, meitav karmo yishalem. Says in Mishpatim. Chai mishalem, shnai mishalem. Shalem yishalem hamaver sabeira. V'nastan biflilim. Bekulu avos tzikin. Uba'arba shomrim tashlumin ksivi. So how could you say that shibud is lav daraisa? There's so many examples of the Torah that you have to pay from your property. Right, so the Torah says shibud daraisa, that the shibud about your property is a din daraisa. So says the Ramban, no. The fact that the Torah says you have to pay all these times might not mean because of shibudim. Uladidi lokasha tianan achika amrinan kivan de prius balchov mitzvah minatora. No, is a mitzvah to repay something that you owe. Because there's a mitzvah, Bezdin will force you, in the days that we had a Bezdin, to do the mitzvah. But it's not an outgrowth of the assets that would be called shibudim. It's an outgrowth of the person having to perform a mitzvah. And because the person has to perform a mitzvah, Bezdin will encourage you by giving you a little push to pay with your assets. But the starting point is the person, what we would call the gavra and not the chefsa, and shibudim focus firstly on the nechasim, as we'll get back to, and then the property from there. And then they help him. So again, that's an important sugya that is discussed. There's more shibudim on the way, but let's do a little more, and then maybe we'll mention some of the chakiris of the achronim at the end. Says the Gemara. So Rav Ishmael Damit Shavayu, about 10 lines up from the bottom. Milva Alpe Eino Gova Lomana Yarshav Lomana Lekuchos. Milva Alpe does not collect from Yarshav or Lekuchos a non-written loan. My Taiva, Shibud Alav Daraisa. As we had earlier, Rav Shmuel seemed to hold like Rabba. Reb Yochanan, Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Dami Shavayu, Milva Alpeg, Gove, Beinran HaYarshim, Beinran even from Yarshim, if the man who owes money dies, or if he sold property, called the Shibud HaDaraisa, that property is automatically leaned. Mesis Fael asks you a question from the following Braisa, Achofer, Barber, Rishus HaRabim, Benofalim. If somebody digs a pit in Rishus HaRabim, somebody's in the middle of digging a pit, he's in the pit digging, in the middle of the street, and then an animal falls into the pit on top of him and kills the person, Rahman al-Islan, Benofalav Sharvaharga Pater, the owner of the ox is Pater. What are you doing digging a pit in the middle of the street? So the owner of the shar is going to be Pater if he kills the person. Maybe, the Chazon Ish writes, the animal might have to be killed. That's the general issue of takala or kalon, but the animal might have to be killed, but the owner of the shar is Pater. V'lo'od, elashim meis, for the kofar. Elashim meis ha-kashor, what if the ox dies as he kills the person? Yorshei ha-bal ha-bor chayev l'sham d'mei shar l'baylov. Then the opposite, the yarshim of the bal ha-bor, the yarshim of the person digging the pit has to pay the owner, has to pay the yarshim of the person who died, has to pay the owner of the ox, right, to be Sharlabailov. So what second? They have to pay. Their father died in the pit. And now this Bryce is saying that they have to pay. One second, that's Shibud HaDaraisa, right? The Shibud, the person's dead. So doesn't that show Shibud HaDaraisa? Kasha, those who said Shibud HaLav Daraisa, Amar Abila, and it's a Milveh Balpeh, right? There was no shtar written here. So the Gemara says that maybe it's different because, Amar Abila, Amar Ab, Kisha Amad, Bisha Amad Bedin. Amar Bedin, they had Amadas Hadin already, and therefore, there's Hamadas Hadin, what's the magic? Says the Rashbam, Demaisa Bezdin, Kimilva Bishtar Dami. Once something happens in court, it's Ki'ilu there was a Milva Bishtar, and therefore, that's why even if they should be the Lavdar Isa, we mentioned Milva Bishtar, is going to be, collectible. Vahara Goktani, what do you mean? They went to court. The animal died, they killed him. He died in the pit. So, what do you mean they brought him to court? Amr Abad Barava, Kishaso Trefa. No, the animal made him a Trefa. They didn't kill him. The animal put him into a state where he was going to die. But he was a trefa, so pashas that means, and he was still able to get to court. We'll come back to that. The Umar of Nachman Tani Tanin Mesva Kavro, but the Brisa says, no, the animal died on him and he was buried, Rachman al Islan. Hasam, the Yasi Daini, Apuma, the Bira Bechivun. It means the judges were on the edge of the pit. And like right before he died, they were able to have Amadas Hadin and then complete the case, which is a very unusual case to have Dayanim sitting there at the edge of the pit. But that's the Ukipta, the Gemara gives to try to get out of the problem of the fact that you would say Shibud Alav Lav Daraisa. So one Ha'aro here, the Chashuki Chemed has an interesting case discussed here, where the following Shela Maisa Ba'adam Baldi Kaon Rachman Alaslan, a tragic case, a person who was very depressed. He wanted to just throw away his life. And he did something terrible. Whatever, Lamaisa, he throws himself off of a Migdal Gavoha, a high tower, b'derech nefilaso, as he falls, hu paga b'gagon plastic, b'koma aleph. He breaks a, damages property on the way down. V'achar kach ne'erag. Hadayarim b'koma aleph shagagon. It's very sad, but this property was broken. So, hayashayach lahem tavuot ha-yarshim b'din Torah. They want to be toveya, the yarshim, based on the property. Hayem heim chayevim l'shalim. Are the yarshim of the person who, Rachman al-Islam, killed himself, chayiv to pay? Again, obviously, we're not talking about emotions here. We're talking about halacha. Is there a chiyuv by the yarshim? So, where do you look? Somebody died, and they have to pay, so here it is. Ba'avasra, kufay and heim abeis. Quotes our case of chofer bar. Hare, sha'afal bisha yarshim ibdu es avihem, va'tragedi gedola, right, in our case, but because those, if chayevim l'shalim, gam avor ashar, you gotta pay for the shar, because technically, the father was doing something wrong, and it was posheya, and it was his fault that the ox died. He says, "Yuyan b'minchas chinuch, look b'minchas chinuch, a mitzvah la'medalin, shekasav shama abeid atzmo ladas, eino bechlalo tirtzach, elachayev rak misa b'dei shamayim." Right, right. What's the kasha that he's trying to say? What about kim le b'drava minei? Somebody is chayev misa. If somebody, right, the Gemara says you're chayev misa if you person tried ma'abeid atzmo ladas, they're chayev misa, which is strange. They already were dead, so therefore have Yechai Misa. But the Minchas Chinuch discusses there, it doesn't mean Misa as best, it means Misa B'nei Shamayim. So, what's the big nafkamina? Kimle B'drabi B'nei. We paskin Kimle only applies by Chai V'Misos Bezdin, not by Kares, not by Misa B'nei Shamayim. That's the sugya in the beginning of Elunaris. But nafkamina, Linyan Shibur Kelem B'Shas Maisa. Mufurish B'dvarav, Shama Abed Asbal Adas, V'Shibur Kelem B'Shas Maisa, Chai B'Tashlumin. Right, and then he quotes similar cases, but either way, that is the tragic case of the Kashuki Chemed, but again, it's something that is discussed here. It relates to our Gemara as well. Okay, let's continue. Says the so again, continuing with Shibudim. One other Ha'ara, and that is, the Gemara says, so Trefa, made him into a Trefa, and therefore, it's a Trefa, and then he wasn't able to get it, there was a Dayanim sitting there. The Ritva finds it hard to believe that a Trefa is still going to get to Bezdin. Right, the ox fell on him, he's dying, and he's going to make it to Bezdin. Okay, to say that he lived a little bit, okay, but maybe they'll get him out of the pit. But to get to court, go to the whole court proceedings and be involved in a case, that's very, very hard. He'll be in the hospital for the next while it happens. So the Ritva says, the Gemara doesn't say this, but the Ritva says, Vishamina Meacha, you see from here, because this is how the Ritva says, you have to understand the case. Shamina Meacha, you see from here, that the nitva shehu chole ve'eno yachol lo lebezdin, a nitva that is sick and cannot come to court, kofin oso limnos antler ladin bishvilo kadesh liyafsiz ezachuso. The Ritva brings in the sugya of Ansler. What's an Ansler? We would call an Ansler a lawyer. This is the sugya Masechah Shvuas. The Ritva speaks about this a lot in Shvuas Daflamin. But he refers here to what he says there. You see, it must be the Trefa didn't get to Bezdin. But he appointed somebody to go to Bezdin for him. To ha-ha-cha sha-so Trefa kol-kach ha-cha-nikra harug. You can't say that he went to court. The Amrina demayri kish amad bedin. It must be hainu al yedei Ansler. It must be through an Ansler. So the Ritva here doesn't quote the whole controversy about Ansler and not Ansler. But if you remember the sugya Maseches Shvuos, right? That is the controversy. Is one allowed to have an Ansler? And then it's translated into the Lamaisa. You know, if somebody's in Bezdin, you have to Bezdin calls you. Am I allowed to have somebody else talk for me in Bezdin? Right, we've spoken a lot in this parak about me. The Eidim have to testify themselves. They can't write it down. Can I have someone else testify for me? Or talk for me in Bezdin? That is a huge topic in the Rishonim. Shvuas Daflamin, the Ritva himself. Right there, Shvuas Daflamin. Unless there's a machlokas Rishonim there, whether one can use an antler. But here it might be Lekulei Alma. Because here, it's impossible for him to go. That's what the Ritva quotes there from the Rimigash and from the Rif. He quotes this in Shvuas, Ein Maman and Antler Lenitva, Elohu Atzmo Balabestin. What's the issue of Antler? For a Toveya to send an Antler, that there are many Gemaras like that, where I send somebody to go collect for me, for the Toveya. So that is allowed. But what about for the Nitva, for the one who is getting collected from, the one who is brought to court? That's the Machlokas. Says the Ritva, Eim Amad and Atzmo Lenitva, Elim Hu Atzmo Balabestin, Elim Kein Hu Chole O Isha Yikara Sheshol Chim Lohem Shluchei Bestin, Aval Antzler Lo, V'Tam Devrayhem. Says these Rishonim that say you cannot use an antel unless it's impossible. De toveya hu sheyachol limnos morsha, a toveya, someone who is collecting can appoint someone else. Mishum de ha'amarle zil don vizachi v'chulu. Somehow it's easier to create a shliach antler stand-in. We discussed this a lot in past sugyas. V'havile ketoveya atzmo ubal davarhu. You can have a bal davar for the toveya. Aval mid nitva, dolekalim emrahachi. But by a nitva where you can't say this for some reason, sarachu lava lebezdin, oshe yishmu shluchehem, tainosehem. They have to taina, tainosav. Lekayim eshen emra, v'amdu shneha anashim, asher lohem ariv lefnei Hashem. Because of the pasuk, asher lohem, the people have to stand. And for some reason, according to these Rishonim, the nitva has a harder time appointing a stand in than the toveya. V'yesh nosim otam acher. And then others give a different reason, says the Ritva, quoting other Rishonim, Shema ha'antzler Yosef Taina me'atzmo shel sheker. Sometimes the lawyer is a better arguer than the person himself. He's trained in bringing up better tainas. So is that allowed? Is that allowed that he'll be better for me? O yishane me'atzmo, v'gam ha'nitva me'yizpanov shelo b'fnei baldino l'shanos b'nei emes, v'chein das k'sas ha'rishonim zal, v'gam Ramban zal, my grand rebbe, ba'alei svarazu, l'fi lashon pirushav. That is some deus, says the Ritva, but avo rabbi mino achronim zal. Many of the achronim, which mean the later Rishonim. Rabbi min achronim zal, the Aruch and Ibn Hananel and others, kasvush, dekol nitva memana antler, vishlucho kemoso, lefnei Hashem karina bey. Ulashanas b'sheker lo chashina, sha'atzler lo yishana li yoschotiv lo lo, ubal davar nami, kvaru yodea, de b'shasa shvua yitzarech lavo lebezdin, sh'ein antler l'shvua. V'chein, if you have to get shvua, he's going to have to come. This is a Leibedik Sugya, so to speak, in Maseches Shavuos Daf Lamed, and the Ritva here refers to it, but doesn't even make a, doesn't mention the whole controversy, because he seems to be of the opinion that the, it is okay. He points out at the end that the Rambam has no mention of it either way. V'arambam zal lo diber bezek klum b'chiburo. The Rambam doesn't mention any of this in the Mishnah Torah, and he has a long footnote here trying to figure out what is the Shita of the Rambam. Okay, let's continue. So this is the sugya of Antler, but again, the Ritva just puts it in here. He assumes it as a davar pashut. It must be that's the case, because how could you have a trefa that's coming to Bezdin in that section of the Gemara before the Gemara came to the Maskana anyway of the Dayanim are sitting on the edge of the pit. Continues the Gemara, Amar Papa, Hilchasa. The halacha is halacha lemaisa milve alpe govim benayarshim. A milveh alpeh, an unwritten milveh, is collected from Yarshim. If the lova dies, then it's collected from Yarshim. Ve'eino govim ben alukuchos, but it cannot be collected from lukuchos. Govim ben ayarshim, kadesh lo tinos dalas b'fnei lavin. It can be collected from Yarshim. It's a balance, as we said on the last daf. It's collected from Yarshim because you want to give ability to collect from somewhere. Because what the malveh is going to know that if the lova dies, he's not going to be able to get any money back. Right, so especially somebody who's sick, somebody who's older, but even if not, right, the Malva is nervous, he's not going to lend money. We'll get back to this in Masechta Sanhedrin, where we have other halachos that are shelo tino delis bifnei lavin. But here, you could collect from, the Malva could collect from Yarshim, so that he would lend in the first place. Veina govim, and alakuchos to les leikala. But he cannot collect from lakuchos, because there is no call, and you bet for the lakuchos. So it's a balance. Chazal tried to find the balance, the societal good for the lenders, for the buyers. They need to keep society going, right? That's the principle of dinim. Remember the Ramban in Parshas Vayishlach, where he talks about what dinim is. He argues with the Rambam. The Rambam says, what's the mitzvah of dinim, one of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bei Noach, to set up courts to judge the other six Sheva Mitzvahs Bei Noach. That's the Rambam has a more limited view in Mishnah Torah. But the Ramban says, no, dinim is setting up a just society. Setting up a just society. And he says, and all the laws of Onah and Gezel and Nezek, all the other items that he mentions. He doesn't mention Ribbis. But all the other, to set up a just society. So even, that's dinim is on Klal Yisrael also. Not just the Umos HaOlam. But part of that is to set up a working society. And that's what Chazal tried to do here. Right? This Gemara is a great balance and example of Chazal trying to take many different factors in. They're out for the good of the Malva, they're out for the good of the Lakuchos. So here they come up with a Pshara. Not everybody's going to like it. That's what happens sometimes by Pshara. Nobody's fully happy, but nobody's fully upset, because you get a little something positive for you. I'm a buyer. I'm a buyer, which is great, but I'm a buyer. I'm not going to be able to collect from the Yarshim. I'm not going to be able to collect from by a milva alpen. I cannot go to the people because it's not their fault that they bought. There was no record of it. But on the other hand, if I'm a lender, I'm able to collect from the Yarshim, even though I cannot collect from the Lukukha. So it's a balance, but Chazal are always out for our benefit in terms of the trying to create a societal balance. Tosfos here discusses that this is the maskana, according to Rapapa here, the chiluk, between Lukukhas and Yarshim. You find Gemaras elsewhere that talk about different maskanas, even according to Rav Papa. Tosfos here has one line, again, without getting into all the ways to put all the Gemaras together. Tosfos here quotes Rabbeinu Eliyahu, towards the end of the Tosfos, where Rabbeinu Eliyahu says, maybe there could be a chiluk between Shibuda Daraisa or not regarding Karbanos. Of course, the Gemara in Meseches Kiddushin. Mishay Rabbeinu Eliyahu, Mem Chaf, Matzasi Kasuv, Mifarish, Tahad, the Pasuk of Papa Hasan, Shibuda Daraisa, Hainul Inyan Karban. Regarding Karbanos, if somebody owes a Karban and then they die, would their Yarshim have to pay for it? Like a woman who owes a Karban, Haisha, the example given there. Shemesa, Yaviu, HaYarshim, Olasa, Ayazam, Le'elba, Mishnah, V'chein, Mashba, Hasam. So it could be different contexts. For example, Karbanos might create a stronger Shibud than elsewhere. The Gemara elsewhere also discusses the concept of Milveh HaKsuve Batorah, El Milveh She'ena K'suve Batorah. A milveh means an obligation that the Torah comes up with versus one that the Torah doesn't come up with. Karbanos is a Milveh K'suve Batorah, meaning it's not logical. I wouldn't have thought that I owe this without the Torah coming along and telling me I owe it. That's Milveh HaKsuve Batorah. So is that Kiksuva Bishtar, is that very strong or no? The Torah says, but it's not like written in a star, or that's a Karbanos. Milveh is not a Milveh Ksuva Batorah. Right? If I lend you money, you don't need the Torah to tell me that I would owe you the money. What about Nezikin? That's a Machlokas in the Rishonim, the Tosa Rush, and the Tosfos there. Is Nezek? Is that a Milveh Ksuva Batorah or ain't Ksuva Batorah? So again, the Tosfos, by quoting this day of Rebellion, just highlights that idea that different contexts might have different halachas of Shibudim. Karbanos might be very strong. That is considered a Milveh Shibud Daraisa, and other Milveh Ksuva Batorahs also would have different understandings and psakim in the different context. Good. Says the Gemara. Hotzialav. Oh, I'm sorry. That now that we've finished a little bit, the concept of Shibudim is going to come up, but just to mention one other. There's a big discussion in the Rishonim, again, not so much here, a little bit here, towards the beginning of the sugya, it is here, but it's quoted in many other sugyas, and that's the relationship between Shibud Nechasim and Shibud Aguf. The personal shibud versus the shibud of the property, which is the main topic of our sugya. The property's shibud. So that flows from or with? That's a question. Does the shibud nechasim flow with? Like when a milveh is created, is there a shibud nechasim and a shibud aguf together? Or does one lead to the other one? Who highlights this? Rabbeinu Tam Shita. We had a couple of weeks ago, we had the Shita of Shmuel in the Gemara, that somebody can be sell a shtar chov. I have a star that says, Reuven owes me money. I could sell it to you, and now you could collect from Reuven. But I also have the power to be mochel it after I sold it to you. That's a pretty evil thing to do. I'm going to cause you a loss, but that's what Shmuel says in the Gemara. Why is that possible? Why is that possible? So Rabbeinu Tam, quoted in the Rishonim all over, in the Sugyas in Bahir, in the Sugyas in Ksubis, in the Sugyas also, Rabbeinu Tam says, there are two shibudim. There's shibud aguf and there's shibud nechasim. There's a shibud where I have a personal connection to the person I owe, and also my property is connected. What's called here shibudim. Says the Rabbeinu Tam that you can only sell the shibud nechasim. You cannot sell the shibud aguf. The shibud aguf is personal. You can sell the property. And therefore, once I sold it to you, so now you're able to collect, but from that loveh, once I'm mochel the shibud haguf. And once the shibud haguf disappears, then the shibud nechasim also disappears as well. So that's the lumdis in terms of how it can work. But that's also an important discussion of what is the relationship between the shibud nechasim and the shibud haguf whenever you have a malve and a loveh relationship. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Hotzi alav ksav yado, shukhayev lo govim minichasim anechorin. We get into another important Shas topic, and that is ksav yad. What is the status of a ksav yad in halacha? A shtar, we know, is an event, and then that's signed by two edim. A ksav yad is not. A ksav yad is an IOU. I owe you 100, and then I sign it. What's the status of that in halacha? A shtar we've discussed by definition. There are edim. The person is dasa mischayiv. Everything involved. But what about a ksav yad? So this is one of the gemaras. Ksav yad, right? The Mishnah said if somebody has a ksav yad, the halacha is gove minachasim b'nei chorin. Right? The Mishnah said on the top of Kuf Ayin Hey Amabez, I'm able to collect from b'nei chorin. I'm not able to collect from mishubadim, which means lamaisa that it's not a shtar. A shtar is what allows me to collect from Mishubadim. A ksav yad is not. Remember the Rashbam on the top of Kuf Ayin Hema Beis says that a definition of a shtar requires two things. It requires Edim, Kiva Di'ika Tarti, shtar ve'edim. It's the story told and the Edim signed. Mafki le'lekala, right, that's the call, but here you're missing the Edim on the bottom. It's just that I signed it, that doesn't reach the standard of the definition of a shtar. That was the Mishnah. So now we're going to talk about it a little bit more. Boy mine, Rabba bar Nasa, Meir of Yochanan. Huchsak sav yadim abezdin mai. What happens if you strengthen the ksav yad a little bit? Regular ksav yad, fine. It does not allow you to collect from Mishubadim, and it's not called a full shtar. What about if you're machsik, if you're, verify it? In Bezdin. What do you do? What's the Shaila? Let's look at the Rashbam. La'achar zman, masha masar lo alova l'malveh, kasav yadu shechayev lo mamru bala Bezdin, for a skinny line, v'hoda bifneyem, shukas kasav yadu. The person, the love, admits in court that I wrote this. V'kasav lo Bezdin hanpeik. We're used to a hanpeik of the Edim being verified in the various different ways. But here, this is not the Edim, this is the Ksav Yad, the person himself coming. So, and they write a hanpeik for that. So, my, does that work? What do you mean, my, does that work? So the Rashbam quotes the question of the Gemara. Rashbam explains the question, fourth skinny line. We gotta take advantage of the Rashbam today, because we are taking leave of the Rashbam now for at least on paper. We could refer to Rashbams, but we're getting back to Rashi, Bez Hashem, tomorrow. My, mi amrina and harayu me ata kishtar sheyesh lo edim. Do we say that once the shtar is verified, the person's own signature is verified, then it's ki'ilu, it's a shtar with witnesses, the yigvemi mishabdi, and then it turns into a real shtar, and it's achrayas to a sofer, or, that's one, Odilma, skip two lines, kiyum shtar, eino molashum shtar, elalach ziko, bebezin, lekamosha, yemikodim lachain. Verification of a shtar makes it as strong as it always was. It can't make it stronger than it was. A shtar is a bona fide shtar signed by the Edim, and on a daraisa level, a shtar is a shtar. Right? Edim achasuman al shtar, kamisha nechkaru edusan bebezdin. So the Rabbanan said you have to verify it. So when you verify it, it stays as is. Now it's a bona fide, strong shtar. But ksav yad never had the status of a shtar. So maybe even if you verify it with Edim, you can't make it stronger than it always was. So that is the question of the Gemara. Huksa ksav yad bebezdin, my. What is the halacha? So Amar Lei says, Rav Yochanan to Rabba bar Nasan, doesn't matter, even if you're machzik it, you verify it, you cannot collect from anything more than b'nei chorin. It doesn't have the status of a shtar. It's still called a milveh balpeh. Masav Rabbi Bar Chama, Rabbi Bar Chama asks from the Mishnah in Maseches Gittin, Shlosha Gittin Psulin. The Mishnah says there are three Gittin that are Psulin. This is the Mishnah quoted in the beginning of Gittin, but the Mishnah is really from the end of Maseches Gittin, Daf Pevav. Says the Mishnah, there are three Gittin that are okay mida araisa, but pasol mida rabbanon. Shlosha Gittin Psulin. Vim nisseis havlad kasher. That's how you know it's only drabbanon. You shouldn't use them, but if you do, the baby would not be a mamzer. The baby would be kashav eluhein. What are those three? Kasav b'ksav yodov ein alav edim. Ksav yad. If there are no edim, if the baal writes the get and there are no edim on it, he writes it b'ksav yad. Yesh alav edim ein bosman. Or there are edim, but there's no date in the shtar. We'll talk about each of these. Let's just do the whole mishnah. There is a date, but there's only one eight signed on it. In all these three cases, just in case we missed it, the Gemara talks about why you have to have it at the beginning of the end, but the Mishnah repeats it again. These are three get and psulim, but if she gets married and then she has a child, the vlad is kosher, because midaraisa, the get is chal. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Elazar says, even if there are no edim signed on it, kosher. Even if there are no Edim signed on it, but it was given in front of Edim, right? These are Blazer Lashitaso, Ede Mesira Karsi. And if the Edim that you see in front, that is the key. So then kosher, the Golem Minachasim Mishubadim. And you could collect from Nachasim Mishubadim. What the last line? That's the key line. You can collect from Nachasim Mishubadim if it's a Shtar Milve, meaning if it's not a get. So one second, Shtar Milve, you see, Shtar Milve, this is one of the examples here is Ksav Yad. So doesn't that show that a Ksav Yad can translate into a Shtar? Says the Gemara, no. Shiny Hassam over there is different. No, that's different. Why? By the case of a Rebbe Lazar Ede Mesira. Because from the moment of the writing, he was already Meshabed himself. What does that mean? It was written, as the Rashbam explains here, it was written knowing that it was going to be given over in front of Ede Mesira. And because of that, they are really in place of the Ede Chasima. Kishenechta Vashtar, says the Rashbam, Nechta Kdela Masro Befne Edim, Sheyu Ede Mesira Bemakam Ede Chasima. That's why Rabbi Elazar would say here, it's ki'ilu, it is a shtar. But if you have stam, iksav yad, which was never written in order to give over in front of Edim, so then it wouldn't be considered a shtar. Rabbi Chanan wonders about this line in the Kovet Shi'irim here, in Tafresh Ayin Aleph. Rabbi Elazar paskins, even if you find a shtar in a garbage without Edim, and you give it over in front of Edim Mesira, if when it was written, who knows how it was written? It still is kosher according to Rabbi Elazar. Edim Mesira karsi. You don't have to have it in mind, b'shas k'siva. So what does the Gemara mean here? That's the Gemara, his question here in Tuf Reish. The last piece in Baba Basra. The last piece, Tuf Reish Ayin Aleph. He says, v'yikasha d'bishtari mamon l'kulei alma kasha afilu matzo ba'ashba. V'gamim kasav ha-sofer k'dei l'hislami bo. V'yim kein lo nechtav klal k'dei l'mosur ba'edim. And it's still kosher. So he says, suggests, maybe here is different. Shacha shiny. The bezdin and makaymenes ashtar ain't sorach lekroso klal. When you give it in front of Edim Mesira, like in our case, they're not going to read it in front of the bezdin. Masha ain't kin Edim Mesira, if it's just in front of a bezdin. But if it's Edim Mesira, as the Gemara says at the beginning of Gittin, sarichin likros es ashtar. So maybe, because it's going to be read again, that itself is okay. It also takes the place of the ksiva, but either way, that's Rabbi Elchanan Sa'ara, that it's not so straight and always that the Shtar, as long as it's written, al-das, even if it wasn't written, al-das. Okay, 2 points. Number one, on the two cases quoted in the Mishnah from Maseches Gittin. First of all, so, kasav ksav yadov ein alav edim. The Mishnah says that even if the get is written as a ksav yad, without witnesses, midaraisa is kosher. How do we know that? How do we know that a ksav yad by Gittin is going to be okay? So, Rashbam doesn't say anything here, but that's a machlokes rishonim elsewhere. Rashi in Maseches Yevamos. Rashi Nivamas Daf Lamed. Been a long time since we mentioned this machlokes. Rashi Nivamas Daf Lamed Abbeis says, you know how you know why Ksav Yad is good in Gittin? Because it's good in Dine Mamanus. Kasav Ksav Yado. The Mishnah there in Nivamas also quotes this as a get mida b'dieved. So Kasav Ksav Yado. Dekai Malon. Hotzi Alav Ksav Yado. Shuchayevo. Govim Minachasim Nechorin. Alma Ksav Yado. Below Edim Milsahi. Rashi there, explaining the Mishnah in Yevamos, which is basically the same Mishnah in Gittin, that a get of a Ksav Yad is good, explains, how do you know a get of a Ksav Yad is good? He quotes our Mishnah, Hotzi al Ksav Yadu Shuchayavu Kovim Nechasim Nechorin, meaning, you see, a Ksav Yad is able to collect from. And therefore, just like it's good enough for Dini Mamanis, that's why it's good for Gittin also. That is Rashi there in Yevamos Daf Lamed Amud Beis. The Nemuki Yosef there in Yevamos quotes Rashi and says, I don't understand Rashi. He's comparing apples and oranges. We're trying to figure out whether Ksav Yad is good for Gittin. Gittin is a Shtar Kin. And Rashi is explaining, you know how it's good? Brings me a case from a Shtar Raya. A Dini Mamanis. Dini Mamanis, the Kinyan is through the giving over of the money. This is the Nemuki Yosef here in Chesma Beis in the Dafi Arif. He quotes Rashi, Tekai Malon, Hotzi Lav Shtar Ksav Yad, Shukhai Vlo, Govim Nechazim Nechorin. Alma, Ksav Yad Avoidim Milsehi, Vihikshu Alav, Telo Dami Klal, Tahasam, over there by Dine Mamanis, Raya Bilachud Be'inon, Vahaika Dodas Baldin Kibayidim Dami. A Ksav Yad is good enough for Hoda'ah, for Raya, because the Iker is Hoda'as Baldin. Avagabi Get Krisus Be'inon. It's a Shtar Kinyan. So, says the Nemuki Yosef, you have to give a different svara why Ksav Yad by Get would be good. Elohad Mahani Ksav Yad by Get, Taima de Milsa. Why? To keep on the ksiv v'kasav la, harik sav yado, ke'edim gemurim. On a daraisa level, it's a shtar, even without edim. That's the chiddush. Ksav yad could be ke'edim gemurim. For asya, and he quotes, afilu Rabbi Meir, debadi edi chasima. Not for us now. That's an important discussion. So how do you answer a farashi? Rather than Muki Yosef is a very strong question. You're bringing me a raya that a get would work by ksav yad, v'shar kenyan. But you're bringing me a proof from shtar raya. So Reb Chaim discusses this in the Grach HaLashas. And Reb Chaim says, you have to say for Rashi, that once you see that a shtar is created by shtar raya, and it's a chaloshem shtar, there's a connection between the two types of shtaris. Even though there are two very different types, but that's what you have to answer. The Nira B'shitas Rashi, says the Reb Chaim, to inachinami, to lachalos hagerishin, ulahatir se'erva lo mani aldoz baldin. You're right, you're going to need more to be matir the erva. And that's why you need the Ede Mesira. Verak. La'ashvu yegita, so verashi dezehu maisabal, umahani le'odosabal. Aval, obviously, by the Kenyan part of it, you're going to need the Edom. Beis maisa gershin, yistarcho edim esira. But the fact that there can be a chaloshem shtar in one area means that that concept exists, and therefore would be enough to create the chaloshem shtar in the other area as well. The unique elements of davar sheba erva and krisos in achinami, Rashi would agree to that, but he would say regarding the shtar element, it is comparable. Okay, an important discussion, but not for now. Number one, the other point I wanted to make, and then we'll continue, is on the second line, yeshalav edim vein bozman. So we know that on a daraisa level, Torah doesn't say anything about having a date. Needing a date in a get is also a takana d'rabanan based on the Gemara. The Mishnah says in Maseches Gittin in the second parak that you need to have zman. And if you remember, the Gemara gave two reasons why do you need a date in a shtar, in a get. Either you need it because of basachoso, because let's say somebody's wife will be mezana, and if there's no gate, he'll predate a get to save her life, right? Bas Hashem yechapa basachoso. Or number two, peros, right? The husband will eat peros, and even though there will be no get, and they'll be divorced already, but he'll continue eating, and he'll cause her a loss by saying, oh, we weren't divorced yet. So therefore, because of those two reasons, mishum peros and mishum basachoso, those are the two reasons given in the Gemara in Gittin and Dav Yud Zayin Amid Aleph. You remember the sheet of Reb Shimon there. Reb Shimon says the husband loses peros. Reb Shimon doesn't like the other reason of peros because he says right when the husband decides to divorce his wife, ein lo peros. Right, kivishenasav ein avlagarsha ein lo peros. Right, so you don't need. You have to wait till the get is given. We don't pass like Reb Shimon. That's Reb Shimon Shita. When was the last time we discussed Reb Shimon? Not too long ago, back on Daf Kuf Mem Vav, I think. Kuf Mem Vav. Remember the story that a man is told by other people that your wife doesn't have a sense of smell. And what happens? He says, okay, and he goes to test her. And he goes into the chorb and he says, oh, you smell some radish here. And she sees that she's being let in, and he says, ah, I wish I had some dates from Yericho. She like plays along with it. And then all of a sudden, the chorva falls down, Rachman al-Islan, and she dies. The question is, so what's their status now? Says the Gemara, Kuf Mem Vav Amebeis, Hovel O'Nichna Zachare El-Lobotka, since he went in order to check whether she had a sense of smell, Mesa Eino Yarsha, then he would not yarshin her, even though we say Baal Yoris is Ishto. Right, amazing. Right, once we use that as a proof that the process of gerushin starts even before the actual gerushin. But on that Gemara, the Rashbam said right in the middle of the skinny lines, since he says from here you see that it starts earlier, and therefore I would say if they're in a fight, right? He quotes Kiva Daisa Daita Lagarsha Mim Sena Balas Mum Mitokach Mesa Einozach Mirusha and they said Meyachash Aminon Misha Mesa Ishto Mitok Kitata. They're separated. They're in a fight. Eino Yarsha. Kid Amrinan, how do you know that? How do you know that even just in a fight? He quotes Rabbi Shimon Shita. Bishnatzain of Lagarsha, Shovein Labal Peris. Which we said it was unbelievable, because we didn't even pass him like Rabbi Shimon. What's the Rashbam quoting Rabbi Shimon for? He's quoting Rabbi Shimon for the idea, if not for the specific halacha. Kivan, Shnatzain of Lagarsha, that halacha highlights that the Gerishin process is a process and not a moment. Unlike, to contrast, to Kiddushin, with all the build-up to Kiddushin, you're not married until you're married. Right? But by Gerushin, there are hints to the fact that once the decision is made, certain halachas kick in, and therefore the husband and wife are not allowed to live together after the decision is made. That's on a hashkafic level for sure, the Gemara says in Nedarim, but also on a halachic level somewhat. But here the Rashbam highlights the Amshal Shlomo, if you remember, discussed that Rashbam also. But that's the last time Rabbi Shimon came up. Okay, let's continue now from where we are back on the last off. Kuf Ayin Vav and Aleph. Says the Gemara, two dots. Arev Ayesenach Rachizim Shtaros Vachulu. Getting back to Arev. We mentioned Arev and Shibudim in the last two sugyas. So an Arev that's signed after the signatures, so that's only considered a shtar, a milveh balpen, not a milveh b'shtar. Amarav, Kodem Chisim Shtaros, Govim Minachazim Mishubadim. If it's before Chisim Shtaros, if the Arev signs before the signatures, so then they could collect from the Mishubadim of the Arev. But afterwards, then it's like B'nei Chorin, because it's signed only after the signatures. Zimnin Mamar Rav, if you look on them, Chizim Shtar, Zina Govela Minchazim B'nei Chorin. Other times Rav says, even before, you could only collect from Nechazim B'nei Chorin. Kasha the Rav, the Rav, Stira and Rav. Right, does Rav say that if the Arev is signed before the signatures, can you collect from his B'nei Chorin or from Mishubadim Stira, Lokasha, Hadakasabe, Ploni Arev, Hadakasabe, Uploni Arev? Depends if there's a Vav in there or not. If there is a Vav, so then you assume that the Edev are signing on everything above, including the Arev. But if there's no Vav, we assume that maybe that was just stuck in there, but the Edev are not signing on it. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Echazav Echazaino Gov Elam Nechazav B'nei Chorin. Rabbi Yochanan says no. Whether in this or that. What does that mean? At this point, we think Rabbi Yochanan means whether it's signed before or after. You only collect from B'nei Chorin. Uploni Arev. Even if it says Uploni Arev, you can only collect from B'nei Chorin of the Arev. Ask the Gemara, really? Rabbi Yochanan does not think that a Vav gets it, or a Vav helps. Masav Rava. Eidem Achazumen Al Shelah Shalom Baget. Let's say there's a get, and at the bottom of the get adds in a couple of extra lines of Shela Shalom, of just getting to know each other, sending regards. So Shela Shalom. So Adam sign under there. Does that ruin the get? There's the get, then a couple of extra lines. Beget pasul. So the Gemara says pasul. Chayshina and Shema al Shela Shalom Kasvu. The Adam, the get is pasul, because maybe the Adam only signed on the last bit, the Shela Shalom part of it, but not the main part of the get. V'yomer Rabbi Avahu, v'didim efeshili minei Rabbi Yochanan, she'elu pasul, v'she'elu kasher. If there's Shela Shalom there, then fine, it's pasul. But if there's a vav, v'she'elu, then it would be kasher, then it would be okay. Because you assume the Edom are signing on everything and there's a vav there. So too, why did Rabbi Yochanan say, right up above, that if you say, ooh, the Arev signs, ooh, Ploni Arev, that the Rabbi Yochanan said there, that Echadzeh, Echadzeh, you cannot collect from Mishubadim, only B'nei Chorin. What do you mean? Here you see the Vav makes the whole Shtar altogether. Answer, Achanami, Dixit, Ploni Arev. You're right. Rabbi Yochanan only meant without the Vav. With the Vav, the Edom are considered to be signed on it. But Ploni Arev, says the Gemara, Yachi Haina Durah, that's exactly what Rav said. And also, parenthetically, what does he mean, Echadzeh, Echadzeh? We thought it meant whether you have the Vav, whether you don't have the Vav. So Gemara is obviously rethinking. It means whether it was, I'm sorry, I misspoke before. The Mastahavamina was that they thought it was whether with the Vav or without the Vav. That's what Bein Zeh means. Now the Gemara is saying, no, it means whether it's before the Chisim Shtaris or after the Chisim Shtaris. That's the Maskana. So Gemara says, Yahi Aino to Rav. So Rabbi Yochanan is holding the same sheet as Rav. Answer, Ema Vachinam Rabbi Yochanan. You're right. Right. The Rabbi Yochanan is saying the same as Rav and not anything different. Period. Stop there for a moment. The Chashuk Echemed here discusses in terms of Mishas Ksiva Sheba Nafshe, the line before. I didn't get to mention it. He talks about a case. You know what? Let's wait with this. It's on. He has it on a base, so hopefully we'll mention it on a base if there's time. Let's just continue the first two dots. Here it is. The last section in the Masechta. Maisu balafnei Rabbi Yishmael v'chulu. So remember the Mishnah had quoted that Rabbi Yishmael had quoted that you collect from an Arev that signs la'achar chisim shtaris agov minachasim b'nei chorin, and there was a story the story came in front of Rabbi Yishmael that he said you collect from b'nei chorin. Ben Nana says no, you don't collect from anything if the Arev is signed after the signatures. And Benana said, I'll prove it to you. If you see two people, one person strangling the other person in the marketplace, and Reuven strangling Shimon, and Levi goes over and says, stop, stop, stop! I'll pay! So Benana says, he doesn't know anything there. Right? He's just getting him to get stop strangling him. So too, says Benana, if the Arev signs after the Chisim Shtaris, he doesn't owe him anything. And Rabbi Shmuel says, Benana, you're amazing. But not if you're amazing and you should be osek and dini mamanis, it's the no greater miksoa, as we said, because he's, Benanis is amazing. Good. Now, based on that story, Amar Abba Rachana, Amar Yochanan, Abba Bishakiles, Rabbi Shmuel is Benanas, Halacha Gamoso. Even though Rabbi Shmuel thinks Benanis is awesome and amazing, we don't pass on Benanis. We pass on Rabbi Shmuel. It was Elu Ve'elu. He thought it was an amazing, pshat, but Halacha is like Rabbi Shmuel. Iba Elohu, Bechinuk, Mali Amar Rabbi Shmuel. Okay, does Rabbi Shmuel say his shita even in the case of strangulation? Fine, in the case that they were originally arguing about, of the Arif signing after the Chisum Shtaris, signing after the signatures. But would he say his shita even in the strangulation case, that the Arif is chayiv? So, Tashma, Dam Rabbi Yaakov, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Chalak Arif Yishmael, Af Chinuk, yes! He would say that there's a real commitment even in the case of Chinuk. Halacha Kamoso, Yen Halacha Kamoso. Okay, he would say it. Would we paskin that way? Like him, even there. Tashma, Tachiyasa Rabbanam Rabbi Yochanan, Cholag Rabbi Yisrael HaPachinuk, Valachan Kamosa HaPachinuk. Yes, the Gemara says, we pass like Rabbi Shmuel across the board. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Chidav HaKanu Miyado. What happened in the strangulation case? And they made a Kenyan. They made a Kenyan. Usually in R.A. Pashtus, it sounds like it doesn't have to make a Kenyan, as the Gemara will say. What if you made a Kenyan? Mishtabed. That's what Shmuel says. If the Kenyan was made, there's a Shibud. Michlau, Da'ari Ba'am Aloboi Kenyan. So it's Mashma, the Gemara says, that only because of this strangulation case, which appears like there's no real commitment, that's why you need the Kenyan done. Mashma, that a regular Arif does not need a Kenyan, right? Just the Arif just commits the Amira. Upliga de Rav Nachman, and this argues on Rav Nachman, who holds that you do need. Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says, Arev de Bezdin hu delo ba'i kinyan. The Arev that Bezdin sets up, or that is done in front of Bezdin, does not need a kinyan, because there, the person feels very good that Bezdin is relying on him, and therefore there he really commits himself, and therefore no kinyan is needed. Again, as we've spoken about many times, a kinyan chalipin is a kinyan that is done to show Gemira's das, right? There's no real maisa kinyan there. It's all das kinyan. It's to be concretized the das. So here too, in Ari Bezdin, you don't need a kinyan because we know it's clear that he's very full of commitment. Habal maboy kinyan. But Rav Nachman says that you generally need a kinyan. Machlokes tano amoraim here. The hilchasa and the halacha lamaisa is, before we mention a couple of other thoughts, arev bishas matan mos bishas at the moment that the loan is done, right? The arev is there, lending him money and guaranteeing. Lo boy kinyan. You don't need a kinyan there because with the hana'a that you're giving my friend, I'm also getting hana'a and I'm ready to back him up. Achar matan mos, but if it's later, if it's weeks later, when he can't pay up, boy kinyan, then you would need a kinyan to show commitment. Arev de bezdin, lo boy kinyan. But an arev de bezdin does not require the kinyan. Why? To behi hana, to mehemenle, as we said, gomer umishabitle, right? So through the hana that he, bezdin is relying on him, gomer shabinafshe, he is ready to fully commit. Again, there's a lot here to discuss in the last couple of lines. We'll start the Gemara said, interesting that we said, we have this last line, Rabbi Shmuel, you know, loves Benanas, and he says that Benanas is great, and yet we don't have a pasuk like Benanas. What a pasuk like Benanas, right? Benanas is the one that I saw here quoted in the Be'irei Hadaf from the Einei Shmuel, right? He says, what do we learn from the last message here? Avshah Gemara Amar Shalach Rabbi Shmuel, Bein Bechine Bein Mishtabid, Matzidish Rabbi Shmuel, Kileis is Benanas. Why? Because, as we know, the machlokas, every machlokas in Shas, is not about winning. It's about coming to the emes. So Rabbi Shmuel loved that shita. And we might not paskin like that, but he saw value in that shita, and that's why he says you have to learn from him, you have to focus on him, because Torah is about coming to the MS and not just winning. And this machlokas highlights it, that he was interested in the other shita, even though we end up not passing like that. Right? That we've quoted in the past, the Rav Kook's diuk in the Gemara in Maseches Brachos. When the Gemara, if you remember at the beginning of the Gemara of Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Daf Chavav, Chavzayin, Chavches, where they say they're going to have a vote of Tefilat Tzavos Rishus or Chova, they say, okay, let's wait for the rabbis to come in. So the rabbis there are called the Bali Tracen, the shield bearers, right? So why is it called the shield bearers? You fight in Melchamta Shel Torah, you fight with a spear, not with a shield. So Rav Kook explains there, in the Ein Aya, no, because the Melchamta Shel Torah is not about attacking the other person. It's defending your shita, it's getting to the MS and defending what you hold is true. And if you have to give it up in the end, you have to give it up. But it's not about attacking, it's about defending. And therefore, that's what the Eini Shmuel says here too. The Rabbi Shmuel is not interested in attacking, he's interested in getting to the MS. And therefore, it could be that he's going to appraise a different shita, even though his shita is the one that we are ultimately going to paskin. Arev also comes up in other contexts in Shas, if you remember, it's well known in the first parak in Kiddushin. A woman can be mukudeshes midin arev. A woman goes over to a man and says, here, could you give so-and-so money, and with that money that you give to so-and-so, I'll be married to you. The Gemara says, mukudeshes midin arev. Right, just like an Arif commits himself, even though he doesn't get anything, so too that a woman can commit herself without getting anything. And the Achronim wonder, what do you even need Arif for? Just say it's Hana'a. A woman gets pleasure by her words being listened to, and therefore she's ready to commit. Again, that's an important discussion in the beginning of Meseches Kedushin. But we have here the end of Meseches Baba Basra, again 176, as we know, the Psukim in Naso, the Psukim in Kuf Yates and Tehillim, and the Dafim in Baba Basra. It's not no coincidence that it's 176, right? It's 22. Right, the Aleph Beis, 22 times 8, right, 8 is Lamala Menateva, so it's like a whole unit, right, of 22 times 8, which is Lamala Menateva, as the Maharal writes in many places, but it's a major accomplishment. Those who are still learning together, it's really the end of Sefer Nezikin, Meseches Nezikin, right, which is not only 6 months worth, which was Baba Basra, but it's even more than that. If you count the 110 blot from Meseches Baba Kama, and the more than that, the blot from Meseches Baba Metzia, it's really something amazing. But just to end off, as many times the Svarim are interested in being Na'utz Sofa B'Tchilasa, and Tchilasa B'Sofa, we started off with Baba Basra, started off way back on Daf Beis, by Hashutfin, right? How does the Mesechta start off? Hashutfin Sheratzu Lasos Mechitza. Partners that want to split. The Masechta ends off with Arvus, with guarantors. Right? We start off with Machlokas of splitting. We end off with Arev. We end off with committing to other people, which is the opposite of splitting, but really taking the place of others, whether you take it as a shliach, whether you take it as a real stand-in. But that's really how the Meseches Nezikin, the first beginning of Nezikin, starts off. We get into that, and we get coming together, even though it's all about Machlokas. But the on the horizon is another Sanhedrin, another major, unbelievable Masechta. Every Masechta is unbelievable, but really Sanhedrin is really a little Shas Katan also. It has so much in it, but Baruch Hashem, we were Zoche to learn Baba Basra together, and we should be Zoche to be Hadrin, to come back to Baba Basra, to come back to get Pashit. All the different worlds that Baba Basra was. You think about every Perek with its own world, with its own topic, but Hashem, we should be Zoche to continue discussing all of these topics again and again for many years. Again, today's Shiur was sponsored L'Refuah Shleima, Baruch Tzvi Ben Rivka Batya, and Spatzer L'Refuah Shleima, Dvora Matol Bas Chana Etel. Okay, we will stop here.